It's May 9th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, America's spies and generals are pushing us closer to war with Russia. I'm going to explain how and why they might be doing this. Your second brief, Democrats have a big protest planned today at the home of a Supreme Court justice, all because of the Roe versus Wade debate. We're going to talk about the violence that some organizers are encouraging. And as always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put this one on your radar. There was a big cyber attack late last week targeting America's farmers. We're going to discuss what happened and why this keeps happening. All up next on the President's Daily Brief. Your first piece of intel this morning, a group of America's spies and generals are pushing this country closer to war with Russia. That is the alarming message that I'm hearing again and again from my former colleagues in the intelligence community. Over the past several weeks, you may have seen that America's mainstream media has printed stories that America's spies are sending operational and tactical intelligence directly to Ukrainians who then use it to kill Russians. I briefed you on many of those stories, but I want to recap them for you now. First, as you recall, we helped to shoot down a Russian plane with over 200 Russian soldiers inside. Second, we also helped kill at least 12 Russian generals, which is a stunning number. And finally, we helped guide some missiles into the Russian flagship Moskva, which was in the Black Sea and later sunk. Now, all that was done with our spies and satellites, our missiles and artillery. It was done with your taxpayer dollars. Now, Joe Biden directed all that to happen, and it was supposed to be kept secret. Well, obviously, those operations are not being kept secret. And that's causing some alarm, certainly within my intelligence sources, because with every leak, it may convince Vladimir Putin that he's at war not with Ukraine, but in fact, the United States. And so the only option in Putin's mind is that he's going to have to wage war against America sooner or later. Now, apparently, someone in the White House shares my concern. Because on Friday, Joe Biden called the intel and defense chiefs and asked that they stop sharing the secret information to the press because it would, quote, distract from our objectives. By the way, that phone call was supposed to remain secret too, but it also leaked. So here's the point. America's spies and generals are leaking, and it may well lead to a war between two nuclear powers. So the question is, why are they doing it? So here's what I'm hearing. By leaking these secret ops, the hope is that Putin and his advisors will become so angry and so panicked and so egged on that the Kremlin attacks America or her interests directly. The most likely would be on Poland, which is where we send all of our weaponry before it gets taken into Ukraine. It's also where we have thousands of advisors and covert operators. Now, there's also a second option that Moscow might take, and that's a cyber attack on the American homeland. And I briefed you on this threat previously. It would include things like shutting down power plants or water treatment facilities, banks, and the like. But regardless whether it's attacking Poland or attacking our banks and such, the anger that would result in this country would create an enormous pressure for Biden to declare war in response. In other words, these spies and generals who are leaking are creating the pretext needed to start a war. But that really begs another question. Why would anyone want a war with Russia? So I'm going to let you decide on exactly how to answer that question, but I'm going to offer you three things that you should think about. You see, wars are usually fought over power, ideology, and money. So let's first talk about power. Right now, we know that there is an alliance between Russia and China, both of whom hate this country and our standing as the world's leading power. So if America can take out Russia, the thinking might be amongst these leaking spies and generals, well, that's going to take out one of your two major enemies, and that's going to obviously weaken that alliance. So I want to be clear, though, that's not the job of the spies and the generals. Okay, that's the president's job, to do so on your behalf. But by leaking, they're forcing his hand, and that actually ties back to the deep state conversation that I offered up to you last week. All right, so let's pivot from the first to the second, which is ideology. So in the Cold War, there was the fight between the Soviets, communism, and America's capitalism and democracy. Now, in this particular case, I don't see a very clear and strong ideological issue, unless there's some fear by these leaking generals and spies that China and Russia will somehow reignite a love for communism globally. Now, that's unlikely, in my view, but something to consider. Finally, let's talk about the last piece, and that is the connection between war and money. And I want us to take one recent example, and that is the war in Afghanistan. So there was a study done late last year, and it showed that the Pentagon spent, and holy smokes, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, $14 trillion in Afghanistan over 20 years. And upwards of half of that $14 trillion went to defense contractors. Just five companies, actually. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon, and Northrop Grumman. Now, with upwards of $7 trillion on the line, you're probably not going to be surprised to learn that over those 20 years of that war, these companies, those five companies, spent $2.5 billion on lobbying efforts. That includes, holy smokes, listen to this, employing over 700 lobbyists per year over the past 5 years. Now, that's more than one lobbyist for every member of Congress. All right, so let's step back then. The war in Afghanistan ended in August. Those five companies lost a whole bunch of money. And those companies have a whole bunch of friends right now on Capitol Hill, in the Pentagon, and in the intelligence community, some of whom are getting those briefs about what we're doing in Ukraine. Now, this starts to sound a bit conspiratorial, doesn't it? But this concern of big military companies having too much power, well, that wasn't a conspiracy theory at all to President Dwight Eisenhower. When he left the White House in 1961, he gave a farewell address to the nation, and he warned of what he called the military-industrial complex. And by that, he meant that America's military companies, those big five, for instance, that I just mentioned, they need war in order to make money, to manufacture and sell its products. And that meant that they could gain immeasurable power and actually start wars because of the sheer amount of money involved and the incentives involved. Now, I want to quote him from that farewell speech that he offered up back in 1961. And I want you to listen carefully to his words. Here's the quote. "We must not fail to comprehend the grave implications," he said, "of the rise of these companies. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power amongst these companies is real. So as you think about why America's spies and generals would ever think about leaking their way towards a war with Russia, of World War III, let's be honest, I hope that you remember those three things as you reflect this morning, for the quest for power, for ideology, and money. Because I suspect that the answer to why those folks are leaking is somewhere in that mix. And I'm sorry to say that unless we stop it, you might have to send off your children and grandchildren to the war that they very much want."
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now, you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jace Case. Jace, J-A-S-E. your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting at Jay's case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jacemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jace handles it all. Visit jacemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jacemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Your second brief. Democrats are planning protests this morning in front of the home of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Now, as you probably know, he is the author of that leaked ruling on Roe v. Wade that upset the country so much last week. So the protest today is on the heels of the protests that happened over the weekend at two other justices' houses, Kavanaugh and Roberts. And the protest for today is setting up an even bigger set of protests that will be happening this Wednesday. All right, so here's what a Democrat activist group, Ruth Sent Us, is saying. Quote, we're going to the homes of the six extremist justices, three houses in Virginia and three houses in Maryland. So they're talking here, of course, about the six justices that are perceived to be conservative, and they are the ones who are expected to write that majority opinion that will eventually toss out the Roe v. Wade decision. Now, I should say that these groups of Democrats are officially promising peaceful protests, quote unquote. But keep in mind the following quote from one of the protest organizers from this past weekend. Her name is Lacey Wooden Hallway, and this is what she said. Quote, the time for civility is over. Being polite doesn't get you anywhere. So there were a bunch of other Democrats who echoed her same belief. One was an activist named John Rosenberg, and he said, quote, go to people's homes, go to their places of worship, make them as uncomfortable as they are trying to make you. This is not the time for civility. This is the time for mass resistance and demonstration. Now, you would hope that people would be alarmed by this rhetoric. And there were, in fact, some smart reporters who asked the White House late last week if they were concerned about this rising rhetoric and seeming calls or encouragement of violence. Well, here's what Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. Quote, the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of sadness for many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked Roe v. Wade document. So she went on to add, quite conveniently, that she hopes that the protest will hopefully be peaceful. But that weak argument, well, frankly, it should sound pretty familiar. During the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, you may remember the Democrats were calling that violence mostly peaceful protests. Never mind that those protests, in fact, caused upwards of $2 billion in damages and hundreds of injured police officers. So it's a curious definition of peaceful these days when you hear a Democrat speak the word. At any rate, you may want to consider calling your senator or representative on this. The message to convey is pretty simple, I think. Stop targeting people at their homes. Because if you fail to do that, you're going to encourage violence and eventual destruction. And that's not the America that anybody wants, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent. By the way, you can find the phone number of your senator by going to senate.gov. Just make sure you click on the senators button and then contact. Find your two senators from your state. The same, of course, is true with your representative. Go to house.gov, click on representative, and then find your district. I sure hope you do. And I wish you good luck.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. PureTalk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/baker.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here to talk about one of my favorite subjects, cigars. I know, you thought I was going to say martinis. That's another favorite, but right now, I'm talking cigars. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know where tradition meets innovation and where craftsmanship reigns supreme? Well, the answer, of course, you know this, is Foundation Cigar. I hope by now, after listening to me bang on about Foundation Cigar, that you've wandered down to your local shop to purchase some of these great sticks. Now, clearly, I'm a big fan of Foundation Cigar, including their latest offering, the Wise Man Corojo and Madura, inspired by Nicaraguan heritage and handcrafted in collaboration with my father's cigars. Look, these cigars are the pinnacle of rich flavor and bold character. They really are the perfect gift to cigar lovers in your life. Maybe it's your pop, your brothers, your friends, and, well, of course, don't forget yourself. Go get a few and have them on deck for your next gathering. Be a hero. Maybe it's on the golf course or poker night, wherever you and your pals are getting together. Ignite your senses and indulge in the artistry of these premium cigars from Foundation Cigar. You can check out their website, foundationcigar.com, or purchase at a local cigar shop near you.
As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put this one on your radar. There was a major cyber attack on a farming equipment producer late last week. The company's name's AGCO, had to shut down a tractor assembly facility because there was a cyber group, which we don't know the name at this particular moment, but they took over the servers, they stole data, and they shut down operations. So they're demanding a ransom for an amount we don't know yet, but only then after they get the money will they restore the data and the function of the servers and the company. So AGCO has been very tight-lipped about the details of this attack, but they did say that the company would be shut down for a number of days, potentially longer. If you're a farmer, you should know that all tractor sales have been stopped from this company. So too have the supply of tractor parts. By the way, the timing of this attack isn't accidental. The FBI actually warned that this type of stuff would ramp up over the planting season, then again just before harvest. Obviously, the point is that hackers want maximum leverage when farmers really need that equipment and all those spare parts. And it's not just AGCO. We're seeing more and more of these attacks elsewhere in the ag industry. Just a couple of months ago, back in March, there was an ag co-op who was also cyber attacked and that delayed in providing seed and fertilizer to farmers. And then again last fall, there was another 6 grain co-ops who experienced the same kind of cyber attack. Now, finally, the big one was last summer when a cyber attack against the meat producer or processor, JBS, well, that took them down $11 million to get their operations back online. And that attack, as you may recall, was from an outfit in Russia. So I'll be watching for updates on this AGCO story, along with other hacks, because I suspect that in the coming days and weeks, we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. Keep those subscriptions and follows coming on Spotify and Apple and iHeart. If you just do that quick search for the President's Daily Brief on any of those platforms, you're going to get the podcast starting at 6 a.m. Eastern every day. Now, normally that is true, except for last Friday. For those of you who get the podcast on Spotify, you probably noticed that you didn't get the PDB until around noon or so. That was frustrating, certainly for me and for the folks that I work with, and we're not sure exactly what happened. But what we do know is that these platforms, including Spotify, sometimes have glitches, so you may, on rare occasion, have to check back an hour or two later, or perhaps with another platform. I'm deeply sorry for the trouble. Hopefully it won't happen again. Fingers crossed. And with that, and as always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.